The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this news as well. The Scottish government look like they might be following the lead of Wales, New Zealand and Tasmania. They say they're going to look at supporting a bill that would effectively ban greyhound racing. Katie Corcoran is with me, co-founder of the Greyhound Awareness Group Cork. Katie, should we do likewise in this country?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's excellent news for greyhounds all over. And it's inevitable that greyhound racing will also be banned in Ireland in due course. We know that recently Wales also banned greyhound racing, Tasmania banned greyhound racing, and New Zealand banned greyhound racing. And in most of those cases, it was done by the racing minister, who would have been adamantly in favour of greyhound racing until they weren't. And in Scotland last year, one of the Green SNPs, Mark Russell, brought in a bill to ban greyhound racing. And at the time, the Minister for Agriculture in Scotland said, you know, he wasn't in favour of a ban. He didn't think it was necessary. But suddenly, Sunday just gone, the Scottish government made announcement said that they would be supporting the ban and that it will come in.
Why do you think it's inevitable in Ireland?
Well, the same as for the reasons why the bans are coming in all over the world, because of death and injury in the greyhound track, drugging, you know, the way that greyhounds are treated. But in Ireland, it's even more vulnerable because it depends very, very much on taxpayer funding. So last year, there was 19.8 million euros given to greyhound racing industry, which has happened since 2001. So a total of 366 million euros has been given to greyhound racing. And then when you think of where that money could be better used, you have children, who need, hospital appointments. There's so many much better causes that money could go to.
Richard O'Donoghue is with us as well, the Independent Ireland TD for Limerick. Richard, you're welcome to the show. Do you think it's inevitable that we'll eventually ban greyhound racing?
No, I don't. So I'll give you past history myself. So I'm from, my father used to have greyhounds, and we had up to 30 greyhounds at one stage. And I was the person that, one of the people that had to walk and feed the greyhounds before I actually got fed myself, because that's what the dogs meant to our family. There's a lot of people in County Limerick that still have greyhounds, and there's new generations of people that have greyhounds and they're racing the greyhounds. Greyhounds are made to run, the same as horses are made to run. But the biggest thing I see in this country is that if somebody does something against animal welfare, they need to be dealt with by the hardest rigors of the law to make sure they respect the animals that they have. This to me is all the guidelines you can put in place, they need to be implemented. And anyone that, from the welfare of animals, anyone that I know that's in greyhounds, and these are my own personal experience, the dogs are so well treated and they love to run. And after they're finished in their retirement, there's a retirement home here in County Limerick. Fionnuala Maloney has it, and her husband. They have a retirement place. It's absolutely, to go and see it, it's absolutely where the dogs are rehomed and as pets all around the country, because they love the greyhounds and they love taking care of them. So it's, to me, it goes back to animal welfare, where people are absolutely running, if they're running dogs, if they're ill-treating dogs, they need to be dealt with. But in the case I have, they're not. They've also been used, and we mentioned money there a minute ago.
Yeah.
All the dog racing that goes on there, that's inside, you often see it there. And in Limerick, a big race here is the Concarby Memorial Cup. And the prize that goes, that was won by a 19-year-old who had trained that dog for running. That's the next generation of people that are looking after the greyhounds.
And there's also
funding on the night for different schools.
Yeah.
And different people have charity nights there for people that are injured, for people that need health assistance. Mm. All that is run through as in the social outlook within the areas of Wirral.
It is. And look, I know people myself involved in greyhound racing, and they on the face of it, they certainly seem to treat the dogs really well, and they would say they treat them well, much as you do and your family do and lots of others do as well. But people in the industry, Richard, and I guess this is one of the issues, would have said exactly the same thing before we had that big primetime investigate special a few years ago, and it turned out lots of people were not treating the dogs well. Despite all the assurances that they were treated well, it took a group of journalists from RTE to shine a light on it and suggest actually thousands of them were being culled each year.
100%. And that's where I come back about the rigours of the law being implemented. So for somebody that's doing something right, they should be rewarded. But for any of those people that RTE Investigate looked at and found that these people were doing ill-treating dogs, they should have been dealt with and taken, the dogs should have been taken away from them and not allowed to have dogs. Again, the same way in the horse industry, in the same implementation in horse industry, and the very, very same thing. But if you look at here, and we'll just put something on a spin here,
yeah,
and we look at it at the moment, and we're talking about beef in Ireland and all the rest of it, when people talk about beef. Irish law means that the beef in this country, there are certain things that have been taken away for years. But we're allowed bringing beef into this country where angel dust is allowed to be used in the country, but they're still bringing it into the country. So do they stop bringing in? So if there's a law for dogs, yeah, have a dog running. But hold on, we're talking about implementing laws.
Yeah, we're talking about implementing laws, and you're trying to have a debate about Mercosur, it sounds like, which is
exactly
not what we're not talking about Mercosur. We're talking about the fact that in Scotland they're going to ban greyhound racing, and we're talking about whether
Ireland,
they should do it here.
Protesting against it. In Ireland, I'd be protesting,
and that's perfectly fine. I mean, Mercosur has nothing got to do with a greyhound racing, as far as I know.
The same thing that you're eating on your table every day, there's a law brought in Ireland that it can't be done in Ireland, but we can do it in another European countries and send it in here and you'll eat it.
All right, well, that's a separate debate. And Richard, I'm happy to debate Mercosur or have a couple of people on to present the different views of it. It has nothing to do with greyhound racing.
But Katie,
can I come back to you on that? Just the idea that it's inevitable, you say. I mean, that primetime show was a few years ago. I mean, that was pre-COVID. I think that's back to 2019. There's been this continual focus on it by different advocacy groups over the last few years. And despite that, the government did commit last year to spend 20 million euro in the greyhound racing industry. I suspect in the next few weeks they're going to do likewise for 2026. It would suggest that it's far from inevitable, the banning of greyhound racing in this country.
To go back to speak again about greyhound racing. So the thing to remember is that greyhound racing is self-regulating. So if they do drug testing, if they whatever they do, they take care of it in-house. So there's one thing actually that you may not be aware of that is legal in greyhound racing that is banned for other dogs, and that is a procedure of surgical artificial insemination. So this is a procedure that involves general anaesthetic to the female greyhound. She's cut through the abdomen, and there's semen injected into the uterus, and then the wound is stitched. And the wound heals while a very large litter, more than likely, is growing. Now, this procedure is already banned in UK, Norway and Sweden. And the Vet Council of Ireland banned it for all other dogs in Ireland in May 2024 because they said it's highly invasive, unacceptable level of risk for dogs, and it's not justified when other non-invasive options are available. Now, the Department of Agriculture also had a consultation for surgical artificial insemination in greyhounds. It closed back in July 2024, and we still haven't heard the results on. Now, the two things to remember is that greyhounds are allowed 8 litters per female, and they can be 10 to 12
I'm conscious that we're actually over time, but I give the first word to Katie. So Richard, I do want to give the last word to you. Is it cruel? Are there still practices that are cruel we need to weed out?
There is practices that are cruel and need to be dealt with by the law, but on one part that Katie was saying about the taxes that have been spent, the taxes are actually paid, Katie, on the betting, and the tax actually raised on the betting of the dogs. So it goes into the government's purse, but it's actually generated to people betting on dogs, on running. So that's where the generation of the tax comes back. from yeah. it. So the people that are actually betting on the dog.
That's true. But it's also true to say the government could still take that money that's raised on the bets and spend it elsewhere. But listen, we are out of time. And Richard, thanks a million for your time. Richard O'Donoghue, Independent Ireland TD, Katie Corcoran from Greyhound Awareness Cork.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.